Rosie on the House. It's our goal and objective every single day of the year, 365 days, to become you, the Arizona homeowner's absolute best friend. We do that by covering any topic you'd like to talk about concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin, and we also do it by bringing you a little bit of fun. And I want to talk about that for just 1 minute. If you're taking care of your house in the way that we encourage you to do it on a regular basis, that gives you time to get out and about and see this great state of Arizona. Go to rosieonthehouse.com. You'll find an icon there at the very top of the webpage. Travel Arizona, register to win. We call that the Arizona Staycation. Our current winner, Tracy, is actually running up to the Best Western Plus Inn of Sedona. And I want to tell you, they have got amazing views from their terraces. They've got complimentary shuttles that take the hassle out of getting in and out of Sedona. Great hot breakfast buffet, including fresh pancakes. They're Pret family. It's always cooler in the high country. It is a great time to be considering an Arizona staycation to Sedona. And we'd like to thank the Best Western Plus Inn of Sedona for participating. If you'd like a great place to stay in Sedona, call them direct at 928-282-3072. They've got a hotel blog that highlights upcoming Sedona happenings and a great Sedona events list. So thanks again for Best Western Plus Inn of Sedona for your chance to win an Arizona staycation brought to you by Rosie on the House and Sanderson Ford. Go to rosieonthehouse.com and register. We pull a monthly winner. You get to pick where to go, when you want to go, and we take care of everything else. All right, we're here visiting this hour with Mr. William Mundell, the director of the Registrar of Contractors, and we were talking about solar licensing and how y'all have had to try and keep pace with that entire industry. That certainly wasn't a license that you had when the agency started in 1931.
Well, that's true. We probably didn't have air conditioning licenses either. I always talk about the evolution of technology, and we've tried to keep up with it.
I do know you have awning licenses, because that's the first person to ever get licensed is Phoenix Tent and Awning.
That was the first. That's
today.
Number one?
That was number one. Still in business
I don't
today.
Know if they're number one, but they have the oldest continuing operating ROC number.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool.
Phoenix Tent and Awning.
I'll have to look that up.
Proven wrong, it was the first.
Okay, that's good enough.
Well, what we're doing, Rosie, with solar, as we talked about, we don't have a separate solar license per se in Arizona. Some states do, but we have solar electric, solar plumbing, solar air conditioning, HVAC. And what we've done is we've required, pursuant to statute, a separate examination if you want to have a solar electric or solar plumbing. In the old days, if you just passed the electric license, you could get a 70% pass rate, fail all the solar questions because our rules require a 70% pass rate, and still get the license and install solar. So, yeah, I mean, it's
oops.
Yeah, oops. And so now what we've done is we have a separate exam, again, pursuant to statute, that requires you to get a 70% pass on the solar questions, not just the total plumbing questions or the total air conditioning questions or the total electrical questions, but the solar questions. And so that on the front end is requiring more skilled and knowledgeable folks installing solar. Additionally, the statute requires that the companies give a 2-year warranty. That's the minimum. I mean, some companies can give more than, I mean, obviously they can give more than 2 years if they want, but 2 years is the minimum warranty. They're required to provide a certificate to the homeowner and a copy of the contract if they've complied with those requirements in the statute. So I would just tell your folks, make sure that there's a minimum of a 2-year warranty. Make sure they have the proper license. It'll be marked as a solar electric. Those are some of the safeguards that we've enacted recently.
Well, I would like to thank you for coming in on your day off and joining us here for the benefit and the education of all the Arizona homeowners. And I would like to tip my hat to you. I'm old enough to have lived through, I don't know, 9 or 10 registrars. And I would just like to congratulate you on the job you're doing. You're doing a fantastic job for the Arizona homeowners as well as the Arizona contractors.
Well, thank you, Rosie. I have a great staff that helps me, and we're just continuing to move along.
And to contact the registrar, you have the website?
Again, azrock.gov, azrock.gov, or people can call my office, 602-771-6700, 602-771-6700.
There's a reason I say only use licensed, bonded, and insured. And the license buys you, the Arizona homeowner, an extra layer of protection that you can't get anywhere else. Don't go outside of this additional protection. Please, the cheapest bid very often can be the most expensive project budget possible because they're not going to be able to finish. They may or may not be licensed, and you're left completely to your own to try and recover however you can. And the chances and the success rate in that are very, very low. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Director Mundell, thank you so much for joining us this hour.
Thank you, Rosie.
Okay. Folks, I want y'all to stay tuned. We're going to go to part two of Talking Trash. Last week, we talked about the landfills and how we are managing the landfills to better take advantage of the resources, the expense of managing landfills. Well, this week, we are going to talk the flip side of that. How do we keep things out of landfills, and how do we dispose of things that are hazardous? Things like electronics, car batteries, car tires, CF fluorescent bulbs, the list goes up, paint thinner, and the list goes on and on and on. So we're bringing in a specialist.
Terry Glennenbeck.
A specialist on waste disposal, recycling, and management.
This was one of the most popular shows of all 2013s.
Well, you know, when we announced that we were doing a trash tour, we were overwhelmed by respondents. You can go to Alaska with Dan Davis, or you can go to landfill with Rosie Romero.
Oh,
take
now.
Your choice.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.